Hello, my name is Angela Lott. Throughout this semester, I've been conducting a teacher research project on preschool children 3 and 4 years of age. Teacher research is intentional, systematic inquiry by teachers with the goals of gaining insights into teaching and learning, becoming more reflective practitioners, affecting changes in the classroom or school, and improving the lives of children. Teacher research stems from teachers' own questions, and teacher research is systematic in that teachers follow specific procedures and carefully document each step of the process. Over the past several weeks, I have been following the teacher research cycle, trying to answer the question, what happens when we plan experiences with the four intentions from the complementary curriculum approach in mind? The four intentions are explained in the complementary curriculum approach are compelling materials, explicit presentation, responsive scaffolding, and following children's interest. Compelling materials are intentionally chosen and presented thoughtfully to inspire children's natural wonder and exploration. Explicit presentation is used with the intention to develop practices to teach children what you want them to know and be able to do successfully on their own. Responsive scaffolding begins with observation, then asks teachers to step in close to offer coaching, and then to step back so a child can experience the pleasure of concentration and the gratification of, I did it myself. Lastly, the fourth intention, following children's interest, also starts with observation. It's learning what common themes children are interested in, which can be looked at as big ideas that inspire curriculums and engagement. Earlier this semester, I planned an experience for my students that supported their fine motor development and used the intention compelling materials to do so. I found that compelling materials provided an open-ended experience with endless possibilities, and many children engaged with them. They chose to do it until it was time to clean up. So, for example, using a button and zip tie, E proudly held up her creation, smiling big, and she said, I made a bracelet. I replied, I see your bracelet. How did you know how to make that? She explained, well, I put this one in first, and then I tipped it in and made it like this so I could make a bracelet, and then I did make a bracelet. So later in the semester, I planned a STEM experience called Mixing Potions for my students. I used the intention responsive scaffolding to support individual children with materials and skills. Using responsive scaffolding meant I observed children in play, and when I noticed someone needed extra support, I met them where they were at developmentally to support their learning needs and challenge them just enough so that they could perform the skill themselves and then build onto the next skill level. An example of how I scaffolded for a student is within this anecdote. T held the baster with two hands and squeezed the bulb hard. He tried to squeeze water into his bottle. The end of his baster knocked over his bottle. He picked up the bottle and tried it again and again. His bottle knocked over. I said, I wonder if you hold the bottle with one hand if it'll stay steady. T tried to steady the bottle in his left hand and squeeze water from the baster with his right hand. He couldn't get the tip of the baster in the bottle. I reached across the table and held on to the bottle with him, steadying it. He lined the baster and bottle up and squeezed the water in. He refilled his baster, then grabbed his bottle and put the tip of the baster in the bottle. I brought my hand back and watched T repeat these steps on his own. That was a gradual release approach on responsive scaffolding. One of my favorite experiences I planned this semester using the four intentions was called Coffee Cafe. I planned this experience using the intention of following children's interest around pretending to make coffee and baking, which they like to do in the classroom, with the goal in mind that I wanted to also support the children's further development with literacy and writing skills. Choosing this dramatic play theme that followed their interests drew eager children into this area of the classroom, and I found that many of them were willing to engage in literacy and writing experiences. For example, in this anecdote, H read aloud her list. Then she threw her hands up in the air and growled, we don't have that. Your kid's going to have something else. The child in that example had used a menu and was connecting the words with the pictures on it and then wrote down a customer's order on her serving pad. When we plan experiences with the four intentions from the complementary curriculum approach in mind, we are being so thoughtful about what our intended learning goals are. We're bettering the learning experience for the children. We're choosing compelling materials, presenting them in a way that really provokes interest and is inviting, which entices like true exploration. Keeping the four intentions in mind means we're also planning in detail what activities and materials will need to be demonstrated with explicit presentation so that children know what to do, and then observing students who and being present to provide responsive scaffolding if they need extra support. So doing all of this while making sure that I'm following the children's interest so they want to engage with the experiences that we have planned and see what is relevant to them in their classroom and see a reflection of themselves in it. So by completing the teacher research project, I've learned how to find a settled classroom, and I realized that using the four intentions from the complementary curriculum approach works because of the intentionality behind the planning decisions. More children are busy exploring independently. They're engaged in activities around the classroom. There are less child-to-child conflicts. And they're lower since that the classroom environment is working with me and not against me. I also have more time to give individual support to the children who need it.